Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Some commentators have tried to claim that the November 2006 election proved that Americans are not concerned about border security and illegal aliens. I think that analysis is dead wrong. I have examined last November's election returns, and I cannot find any winning Democrat who supported amnesty. The only Democrat who openly campaigned in support of the Kennedy-McCain amnesty guest worker bill was the candidate who was decisively defeated by Republican Senator John Kyle in Arizona. Most of the winning Democrats took a very hard line about border security and illegal aliens. Here are some direct quotes from the campaign ads or websites of Democrats who defeated Republican members of Congress. Indiana Republican Congressman John Hostetler was defeated by Brad Ellsworth, who said, "We need to tighten our borders, enforce the laws we have, and punish employers who break them." Kansas Republican Congressman Jim Ryan was defeated by Nancy Boyda, who said, "When American corporations knowingly or negligently hire illegal workers, they lure immigrants into America, weaken our borders, and create unfair wage competition for American workers, and this is unacceptable." Indiana Republican Congressman Chris Chocolat was defeated by Joe Donnelly, who said, "I do not support amnesty. I will support more border agents, increased funding for surveillance and fencing that will prevent immigrants from illegally entering our country." North Carolina Republican Congressman Charles Taylor was defeated by Heath Shuler, who said, "I do not support granting amnesty to people who have broken the law." The bottom line is that the winning candidates in 2006, whether they were Democrat or Republican, all said they want our government to take a hard line on illegal aliens, and they want our government to enforce border security.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who's been doing this for more than half his life. And with a little experience, he'll get better. Derry Brownfield!
Hey, hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Now, Washington, D.C. has had a gun ban, actually a law that makes it illegal to own a gun in Washington, D.C. for some time, yet Washington, D.C. leads the nation in murders. The D.C. gun ban prohibits having a firearm for self-defense within one's home. The law today, I say today, the law is presently being challenged in the United States Supreme Court. And I have with me today Larry Pratt, who heads up the Gun Owners of America. And Larry, hi, it's always good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Derry, it's always good to be your guest. Thank you so much for having me on, and certainly a very timely subject, this D.C. gun ban. It's a matter that Gun Owners of America just finished submitting a brief on Monday before the Supreme Court, a friend of the court brief, outlining the reasons why the law ought to, in fact, be tossed out. And there's a real problem because the administration, the Bush administration, has submitted a brief that, to cut to the chase, says gun banning's cool. And
I thought he was a conservative Republican that was always backing the Second Amendment.
Well, I think that was a perception that a lot of people, including gun owners, have had for a good deal of his presidency. The truth of the matter is that he had said early on that if the semi-auto ban that was passed by the Clinton administration and the Democrat Congress back in the earlier 90s, he thought that if that ban were renewed, he would be happy to sign it. He recently signed legislation zapping people, keeping them from owning a gun based on the sole opinion of a psychiatrist, even though the diagnosis may not tell you anything at all about whether the person will be a threat to themselves or other people. So you don't even need a trial anymore, and the president thought that was okay. Perhaps it's not so surprising once we look at the brief that he has submitted that an administration that has let the federal gun police, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, run wild, putting dealers out of business for really no reason at all, certainly not for any kind of criminal activity, just a little paperwork errors that the Bureau makes more of than the people they're putting out of business. Not too surprising, then, that such an administration might not be our friend.
You know, Larry, a lot of people say, you know, I hate to say I told you so. It doesn't bother me. I enjoy saying I told you so. Hey, this guy has, from day one, all he did, he just talks about being conservative. I mean, he just wanted to get the gun owners on his side so he could get elected. He's not going to run for office again, so to heck with you guys.
Well, you know, truth be told, we saw a pattern that should have set off alarm bells when Mr. Bush was governor in Texas. Conservatives with whom I talked, including former Representative Steve Stockman, that represented a district in Congress for a bit, told me, and other conservatives in Texas had the same observation, that whenever there was a contested primary, if then-Governor Bush got involved in the primary, he would come in to support a liberal Republican, and frequently that liberal Republican was anti-gun. And that should have told us what this guy had in mind for what it means to be a conservative when the rubber meets the road. Probably conservative compared to John Kerry, but that's not much of a standard, frankly, and there's a lot of room to the right to be a conservative.
See, here we go right back to my sermon that I preach over and over and over and over again, but I'm not going to vote for evil. And if it's a lesser of the two evils, it is evil. Get rid of them.
Well, what we're going to have to do, I think, this year, and you raise the question for voters who are pro-gun, who are conservative, it looks like no matter who the two major parties choose, there's going to be an anti-gunner at the head of their respective tickets, and there's going to be, to one degree or another, somebody who's quite aggressively liberal on both of the tickets as well. But that doesn't mean that people ought to be staying home. I can well appreciate the fact that they may not want to vote for the lesser of evils, and our chairman, who's a former more than two-decade state senator, Republican in the California State Senate, has publicly said, John McCain, no way. And then he went through the reasons why he just simply will not vote for McCain. But he made it clear that there's still plenty of work to do in the elections, and there's still opportunity galore. For instance, on Election Day, this Tuesday, it may not have made national news, but all this hullabaloo about change, well, the voters of the Eastern Shore of Maryland, which is a conservative area, voted for change. They got rid of a liberal Republican who has complimented Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House and a San Francisco liberal Democrat, complimented her on how she's been running the House. Well, he can compliment her now as a private citizen, because State Senator Andy Harris, who's been a member of Gun Owners of America longer than he's been in the Maryland State Senate, is going to probably be the new state senator. He beat the Rhino, the liberal Republican, in the primary, and he stands a very excellent chance of being the next member of Congress from that district. So no matter what kind of bad stuff is happening at the top of the ticket, it doesn't mean that all hope is lost. In fact, there are great opportunities. There are some Republicans that are leaving office. In fact, I saw one headline that said...
Okay, we're going to take a break. Stand by. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Larry Pratt. He heads up the Gun Owners of America organization. And we're discussing the fact that the law that says that there's a gun ban, you can't own a gun in Washington, D.C., is now being challenged in the Supreme Court. Going into the commercial break, Larry, you said you saw one headline, and then the computer caught us.
Yeah, we were talking about how very likely it is that gun owners, and frankly, most conservatives are going to have a very unacceptable choice for president, but why, at the same time, that doesn't mean that we should hang it up and decide there's nothing to do this year. And one of the headlines that I had seen talked about an epidemic of Republican representatives leaving the House this year. Well, frankly, as our chairman said, this longtime Republican, over two decades in the California State Senate, hey, if they need a ride to the airport, they can just call us up. We'll be glad to help them out. Because these are guys that have really been very disappointing in their tenure. They haven't done the kind of things that they campaigned on that was expected of them by the people that voted for them. And they haven't figured out really why they're in the minority. And it's just as well that they leave since they seem to have no clue. But this gives us an opportunity to get people elected to the, especially the House of Representatives, where we can focus resources relatively effectively and in some cases in Senate races. And like I mentioned before the break, we've already seen one fellow, longtime member of Gun Owners of America, probably going to be the next representative from the 1st District of Maryland. And there are some other people that we are actively supporting right now who we have worked with when they were in the state legislature. And we know that these people are willing to go toe-to-toe, even with their own establishment, even with their own Republican leadership, in order to make sure that things happen. So hopefully folks don't decide that the first Tuesday of November will be a good day to go fishing or hunting. Au contraire, this is going to be a good day to go voting. And so we need to get
our ducks in the row beforehand, support the folks that ought to be supported. And if folks don't think they have much of a choice where they live, Gun Owners of America is going to be actively doing some hunting of its own, looking for opportunity races around the country where we can get the right kind of people into the House, especially into the Senate. And this could be a year of really more opportunity than usual, because a lot of the, when people are elected to an office, it's usually very hard to get rid of them. You've probably seen the data. 98% of it.
I can't understand that. It looks to me like, you see how sorry they've operated, they'd be easier to get rid of.
Well, Congress is terrible, but my critter is wonderful. And the reason people think that is because their critter has some $2-3 million of your and my money to spend telling folks what a wonderful violin they play and what a great song and dance they can perform. And so they get the impression, it's exactly the impression that that much money can give you. And it takes a little bit more effort than just listening to an occasional news bite from a member of Congress.
Okay, we're going to take another break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
And we have returned. Larry, let me see. I was talking to Jeff during the commercial break, and I lost who, where we were. Tell me who Dick Anthony Heller is.
Okay. Mr. Heller is an armed security guard working and living in the District of Columbia. He applied for a permit to have a handgun at home and was denied. And the Court of Appeals decided that of the five other people who had joined him in a lawsuit against the D.C. gun ban, Mr. Heller was the only one that had been harmed, and so he is the sole plaintiff now before the Supreme Court, asking the Supreme Court to decide that the D.C. gun ban is unconstitutional and to agree with the lower court, the D.C. Court of Appeals, that it violates an individual right to keep and bear arms and therefore should be struck down. And by the way, it's interesting that the D.C. Court of Appeals didn't think that among the other plaintiffs the other five didn't have standing. Among them, a lady by the name of Shelley Parker, who lives in a high-crime neighborhood and on a number of occasions had dropped a dime on drug dealers in the neighborhood. And, of course, police would come and rouse them. And for her trouble, on various occasions, they would try to break into her house screaming, "I live in this neighborhood and I'm going to kill you." And that wasn't a harm to Mrs. Parker, so the court didn't think that would really be anything that they needed to worry their little pristine selves about. But Mr. Heller at least made the cut, and now the case is there. Now, Gun Owners of America has filed a brief supporting the decision that's before the Supreme Court from the lower court, and I'm really proud of what our attorneys have done in the brief that they submitted. It's on our website at gunowners.org. And for one thing, one of the things that I like about it is that it's written in English. You wouldn't really think it was written by lawyers, except they admit to it in their brief as they signed it. You have to be a lawyer to talk to the Supreme Court. But they went and even better than a very good decision by the lower court, they went and showed that the Second Amendment indeed not only protects an individual right, but they took issue with, and I think really embarrassed, the Bush administration and their anti-gun brief. The Bush administration tried to use some of the favorite lawyer terms about levels of scrutiny that should be applied into a particular situation, and they objected to the lower court having used a categorical scrutiny. In other words, they pretty much took the Second Amendment at face value, and the lower court actually went and looked at what the founders meant when they used words like militia and well-regulated and state. And so they not only concluded that it was an individual right, but because it violated, a gun ban violated that right, had to be thrown out. Oh, well, the Bush administration is saying, no, a lower level of scrutiny. And by the way, let me just jump in. The definition of a level of scrutiny is lawyer ease.
I don't know what a scrutiny is. I haven't had one for a while.
Well, I hope you don't have one anytime soon.
Do you go to the woods and get them, or is it...
Feel like you've been taken to the woodshed when most judges do it to you. I guarantee you that. What they're really saying, in a way that tries to cover up what they're actually saying, is if we use a lower level of scrutiny, that means we could even be more unconstitutional in our opinion than we usually are. And we can rewrite the law even more blatantly than we usually do.
See, this is what frightens me about it going before the Supreme Court. There's a bunch of ding-a-lings on that Supreme Court.
And it's not likely to be any better after the kind of court that we're looking at right now. Can't argue terribly with your observation.
Well, just look at what they've done.
It's not likely to get any better anytime in the near future.
Okay, what... Tell our listeners what this really means. If they say, yes, the Constitution is right. Every individual has a right to carry a gun. Hey, that's going to be a big win for gun owners. But what if they say no? A city can say no, you don't need to have guns. Hey, this is going to be terrible.
Yes, it very well could be.
It'll be worse than the eminent domain decision that they made about a year or two ago.
Well, they are clearly being asked by the Bush administration to do something right out of the textbook of 1984 that George Orwell wrote. Not that he approved of it. He had been a socialist. He had fought with the communists in Spain, and he became very disillusioned when he saw what they actually did in practice as opposed to what he thought was such nice theory. And 1984, for the young people that are listening to the show, was about how words were changed to change our understanding of reality. And one of the famous inversions of meaning was peace is war. Another one was freedom is slavery. Well, you don't want to be a slave, so we'll take your freedom away so you can not be a slave. Well, what the Bush administration has done is right out of that textbook. They've said, oh, yes, we agree with the lower court. The right to keep and bear arms most assuredly is an individual right. And they actually quote some of the better literature, and as you're reading through that...
Okay, we're out of time. Hang on.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred heifer and cow and bull sale this coming Saturday, that's February the 16th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Market. Now, Bob Sherrill has consigned a ripping set of two-year-old Fancy Angus heifers. There are 62 head of these heifers. They weigh from 11 to 1,200 pounds, and they're bred to registered Angus bulls, and they'll start calving March the 10th, and they'll all be calved out in a 100-day period. Other early consignments include a 30-head string of black and black baldy 5-year-olds with 300 to 400-pound calves by their sides, 30-head of older cows. They'll be short and solid to a few broken mouths, but they'll all have nice babies, and they're by their side at the present time. Here's a 50-head string of black and black baldies bred to Angus bulls to start calving in February, and a 20-head offering of black 5- and 6-year-olds that are calving now. And Rosendale Farms will be in with a set of 4- and 5- and 6-year-olds that'll be calving in a couple of weeks. That's for the special bred heifer and cow sale coming up this Saturday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Since 1977, the American agriculture movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American agricultural movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201. Friends, I've been getting some good reviews from everyone that's purchased one of my specially designed, hand-engraved, made-in-the-good-old-U.S.-of-A Zippo pocket knife. Now, let me tell you about it. On one side, it has the Derry Brownfield Show logo. It's all engraved. And on the other side is Happy Trails. It's a 2-inch lock blade. It folds into a 3-inch case, and it comes in its own box. And it is a perfect gift for any occasion. It looks pretty good in your display case, but it's also very good for daily use, which I highly recommend. It's shiny, it's sharp, and it's a Zippo, as I said, made in the U.S. of A. And you can see it in full color on my website at DerryBrownfield.com. Now, the supply is limited. We didn't buy that many. If you want to get one, you need to do it while we have them. They're delivered to your mailbox for $40 each. So send check, cash, or money order to the Derry Brownfield Show, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man too small for the big and tall store and too big for off the rack. He wears an extra medium. Derry Brownfield!
And we are back. We're talking today about some of the gun problems that we're seeing. By problems in the gun industry, I'm talking about things that are happening that are destroying our ability to carry a gun if we want to. Did you see what is happening in Illinois on their ammunition bill?
Is this the one that requires the stamping of a unique marker on?
Yeah, let me run through just a few of these things very quickly, because you see how they're coming at us. The ammunition ban bill is on the move in the Illinois General Assembly. These bills would effectively ban the purchase of ammunition in Illinois. Ammunition manufacturers would be required to imprint a secret code on cartridge casings so that the purchaser of the ammunition could be identified. When you purchase ammunition, that secret code would be registered to your name. All your ammunition purchases would be registered with the Illinois State Police. you would be responsible forever for all ammunition registered to you. So if somebody broke into your pickup or got into your, or you loaned some shells to some, one of your hunting buddies and something comes up, hey, it's your fault, all right?
Well,
let me run real quickly here. You would have to surrender, here you go, all unregistered ammunition you now own to the Illinois State Police. Reloading would be banned, and the Illinois Department of Revenue would be authorized to place a tax on ammunition and raise that tax anytime for any reason. There you go.
Well, I have to compliment the gun grabbers of Illinois. They've actually come up with something worse than the state of California, which we would have thought would have been likely to be the leader in this area. That is clearly a vicious and anti-gun owner measure, and it's based on a monopoly technology that was patented by some fellows that developed it, and it has yet to be shown that it does any good. Because after a firearm has been fired a number of times, the markings begin to change, and what was registered at one time is not going to be there any longer when they might actually recover an empty casing at some time from the scene of a crime. Not to mention that one can easily do things to a firearm to make it change the way it puts those markings on the casings, and so they're not going to have something that ends up being unique.
But those casings are coming from the manufacturer. It's just like buying dynamite. When you buy dynamite today, it has some little dealies in it, and they know who bought that particular dynamite. They can go to a scene. If you just buy dynamite to blow a post hole or blow a stump out with, someone could come out there and pick that. The forensic people could tell you where you bought that dynamite.
That's the theory, but those little thingies have a tendency to sift down to the bottom of the container, and so that which is used from the top is not going to have the same information available as that which might be down at the bottom. Assuming it's powder, that kind of explosive that many firearm owners use for reloading their own ammunition. I'm not as familiar with how you blow up a post hole and what kind of form the explosive would be in, but if it's in a powder form, I can guarantee you they haven't solved that little problem called physics and gravity.
Okay, are you familiar with the guy that shot through the door in Hampton Roads, Virginia?
I don't know that.
Okay, let me real quick bring you up to date on this. He killed a cop. The cop was kicking his door in, and he just shot through the door and killed the cop.
Yes.
The fellow's name that did the shooting is Ryland Friedrich, and he fired as police officers were trying to kick his door down.
In the middle of the night, they woke him up, and he claims that they didn't announce that they were police. And, you know, even if they did, a guy that's asleep may not have heard.
Right, but anybody can announce that they're police.
Anybody can announce, and there had been apparently somewhat similar break-ins in the neighborhood, and it wasn't police. And so the man had every reason. Oh, and by the way, it was the wrong address.
Okay, now here's the story. Here's what Eric Plumley says, and he's a Chesapeake attorney. He says, a lot of people wrongly conclude you have an automatic and unqualified right to kill someone entering your home. I didn't know that that was wrong. I mean, here in Missouri, we have what we call the law is it?
Doctrine.
The what?
The Castle Doctrine.
The Castle Doctrine, and you have every right to do that. If somebody is kicking in your door, what are you supposed to do? Open the door and say, hey, let me see your papers, please?
If a police officer is breaking the law, then he's outside the law. And what happened in this case, if I'm not mistaken, is that they had the wrong address. It was either because an informant made it up and didn't give a rip, or they just plain bloody had the wrong address some other way. They didn't do enough homework, and they didn't realize that they were going to the wrong place. Now, the problem that this really points to is that things like this, whether it's the citizen that's killed or the cop that's killed, would not happen if they weren't using SWAT teams and SWAT tactics for non-life-threatening situations. I think they were doing a drug bust, if I'm not mistaken, in this case. The guy didn't happen to be a good candidate for a drug bust because he didn't use them. And when they come to use a SWAT team, we ought to make the law explicit. SWAT teams can only be used when there's a life-threatening situation, which would normally be a hostage situation.
Right, and they usually come at 2 o'clock in the morning. They get this from Hitler's Gestapo. That's the way he operated.
It's a very improper form of police work, and it represents a corruption of police work that shouldn't be allowed. There's nothing wrong inherently with a SWAT team if it's used in its proper function. But, of course, the problem is, you don't get that many hostage situations, even in a large metropolitan area. And so, particularly in a smaller or rural area, you're not going to have the justification for having men that are trained like this, who have to continually train to be marksmen so that they can shoot a bad guy who's got his head inches away from the hostage. And they can do that if they're constantly training. But when you might have one in East Bean Blossom every 25 years, it's a little hard to justify all that money for all of that SWAT team. And so they tend to have mission creep. And so they tend to start serving warrants. You know, when I was in...
Well, they don't... That wasn't a... If they'd have served a warrant, a sheriff would have come out there in the middle of the afternoon, knocked on the door, and had a warrant.
Well, that's the way real cops do it.
Sure.
Not the way a SWAT team is thinking of doing it. I remember, just to illustrate what you were saying, when I was in the Virginia legislature a long time ago, I rode around with a cop for a day just to kind of get a first-hand for what goes on. And this guy got out in front of a nice suburban house and told me to stay in the car. He went up to the door. A young man answered the door, kind of half undressed. He'd 10 in the morning, and he was being awakened, obviously. The cop went in with him. The guy came back out dressed, put him in the back seat, and took him in and booked him for drug possession. Now, the same kind of raid or same kind of set of allegations, shall we say, that would have happened down in Hampton Roads as when I was with that cop, you know, a couple decades ago, and yet one cop, even with a member of the public sitting in his car, was perfectly comfortable going up. He had his hand free and loose by his gun, but he wasn't standing there in a menacing fashion. He was just, you know, on the alert.
Okay, here's a test you can take. This is kind of a tongue-in-cheek. It's a funny. But this is the way people think. You're walking down a deserted street with your wife and two small children. Suddenly, an Islamic terrorist with a huge knife comes around the corner, locks eyes with you, screams obscenities, praises Allah, raises the knife, and charges you. You're carrying a .45 caliber, and you're an expert shot. You have mere seconds. What would you do? And the politically correct answer is, well, that isn't nearly enough information to answer the question. Does a man look poor or oppressed? Have I ever done anything to him that would inspire him to attack? Could we run away? Could I possibly swing the gun like a club and not have to shoot it? What does the law say about this situation? If I were to grab his knees and hold on, could my family get away while he was stabbing me to death? Anyway, then it goes on here and it says... Here one answer is bang, but that's not the redneck's answer. The redneck's answer is bang, 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 bang. Then you reload and go bang, 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 bang. And then the daughter says, nice grouping, Daddy. Were those Winchester silver tips or hollow points? The son says, can I shoot the next one, Dad? The wife says, you ain't taking that one to the taxidermy. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob BillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. I have a couple of callers here, but I want to read an email I just now received. All new U.S.-made ammunition will now, unannounced, change primers to a type that expires after a relatively short period of time, making it unsuitable for long-term storage. Have you heard anything about that?
I've checked that idea out in the past and have found that it's not true. I think it's just a rumor. That would be a very dangerous thing to do and could easily result in major liability suits against manufacturers, including by police departments, if something like that were ever done, because the idea that you would have non-functioning ammunition when you're in a life-threatening situation would be criminal negligence.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like you. I've heard that before. Let's go to the telephones. Jack in Reno, Nevada. Hi, Jack. You're on the air.
Hi, Terry. I listen to you most every morning on the internet. And today I wanted to ask Mr. Pratt about submitting a friend of the court brief to the United States Supreme Court on the Heller case?
Yes, sir. The deadline has passed. It was Monday. We went right up to the deadline in part because we were making sure that we had time to read and digest the Bush administration's brief, because that's going to his administration's brief is going to be taken very seriously by the court, and so we didn't want that to go unanswered. And I think our attorneys have provided a really good answer.
It's also the deadline for pro se.
Yes, everybody. The latest group that could file were those in favor of Mr. Heller. And that was the Monday the 11th, and we sent our brief over on Monday the 11th. Our brief, by the way, is up on the website at gunowners.org. And let me, just since you've brought this point up, one of the things that we're trying to do to blunt what Bush has done is get support for Representative Virgil Goode, a representative from Virginia. He sent a letter to the Bush administration, and he's seeking to get other members, I think he's now got over 50 signatures of other representatives, to send that same letter to the White House saying, bad brief, withdraw the brief.
I had a pretty good argument, too.
Well, some 40 were submitted. Hopefully somebody got it right in one of those briefs that have been submitted.
My argument was based on a grammatical analysis of the Second Amendment. And
that may well
commas.
By one of the briefs. I kind of think it was, but with 40 briefs, I just haven't had time to read them all as I really need to do.
The first clause of the Second Amendment is an unconditional clause. It doesn't have any effect on the rest of the statement.
That is correct.
And then James Madison, you'd either have to think James Madison was an idiot, or he was probably the most literate man in America at the time.
Okay, we're out of time. We're going to take the final break. Thanks for the call, Jack. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that. And there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
The Derry Brownfield Show has compiled a series of meetings onto video DVDs and audio CDs for $20 each. Set 1, a 3-hour DVD, captures the entire anti-NAIS meeting from Chillicothe, Missouri. It includes a bonus slideshow DVD for $20. Set 2 is a 90-minute DVD of Derry's own Freedom is Common Sense meeting from California, Missouri. It includes the entire meeting and a bonus slideshow DVD, $20. Set 3 is a set of 4 audio compact discs that contain only audio presentations of the Chillicothe and California, Missouri meetings, $20. Each set is $20 apiece, or $50 for all 3 sets. To order, send check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Make checks payable to Common Sense Coalition.
We're in the home stretch here, Larry. We have 3 or 4 minutes left, something like that. Now, you told us that George W. is no longer pro-gun. He wants to see the Supreme Court say, "Hey, you can't have a gun," and that, and say the Washington D.C. gun ban is perfectly legal. At the same time, I see this morning where Vice President Dick Cheney says the opposite. Did you see that?
Yes, the Vice President went on a brief with a majority of the members of Congress. What the brief does is, it's good and it's bad. It says, "Hey, the D.C. gun ban ought to be overthrown. Congress ought to be the one to determine what kind of guns are banned and what regulations are made, not the administration acting without the legislation enabling it by Congress." And so, you know, it's what it doesn't do is what we tried to do in the Gun Owners of America brief, which is to say you have no authority here, and here are the historical reasons why. And in fact, in one place in our brief, I think it's on page 30, we point out that after a long train of abuses, the colonial founders of America finally had to resort to arms because their petitions had fallen on deaf ears following that long train of abuses. And so today, our brief points out to the court, people of this generation are watching what you will be doing, even as the founders were watching what the British were doing.
Okay, did you, in your brief, do you mention what's happened in foreign countries? Where that is really, really, it points this thing out totally.
We actually pointed to the use of gun control to keep slaves in place, to keep postbellum freed slaves in place, and that the whole history of gun control in this country was for the use of people control. And so we don't even have to go abroad, although your question is a very good one.
Right. It shows what how many Germans they killed, or how many Jews they killed after the Germans...
The Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership submitted a brief, and I'm pretty sure that in that brief they went through that catalog of genocide following gun control.
Right, right.
That's something that they have done, made a magnificent contribution. But right now, people can at least put some heat on their own representative to see just how pro-gun he is. Is he willing to tell the administration, bad brief, get off of it, pull your brief, Mr. President? They can join with Representative Good. And if they'll go to gunowners.org, there are some email alerts that we've sent out right at the top of the page, and they'll be able to send an email to their own representative urging that one to get onto Representative Good's letter to the White House. There's still time. We're going to be conducting this campaign through next week, and hopefully people go to gunowners.org and get the job done. It's a freebie. Won't cost them any money, but they'll be able to have their voice heard.
Okay, did you, I kind of got a kick out of this, and I don't know the man at all, but in the brief that the Solicitor General, Paul D. Clement, put in, and that was Bush's deal.
Yes.
It was co-authored by Steven Rubenstein. Now, I regularly get information from Jews for...
Preservation of Firearms.
Preservation of Firearms. Did you see what the fellow's name was that co-authored this thing for Bush?
Well, he happens to be the head lawyer for the federal gun police.
Right, his name's Steven Rubenstein.
Yeah, he obviously hasn't learned anything from Nazi history.
I was going to say, wonder how many of his relatives died in Nazi camps because they couldn't have guns.
Well, his only perspective is that, gee, if we don't have anti-gun laws, will I have a job?
You know, and this is the thing that really upsets me, Larry. These people can be bought and sold at will. We just ought to have an auction and do a market report and see what they're really worth. Because how many congressmen, senators, representatives that don't pay more attention to where the gold is coming from than what is really wanted by their constituents back home? And we're out of time. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?